paranormal experiences dismissed too easily. Thousands of people, probably make that millions of people, have seen strange unexplainable things since humans have been on the Earth. Many of these things which were seen were classified as ghosts, UFOs, aliens and other things such as strange animals and even stranger almost human-looking creatures such as Bigfoot and others. Today I want to concentrate on the afterlife. I want to ask a question. The question is, if thousands of people said they saw a ship sinking, would you believe them? If you did, would it be because so many people have reported it? Would you feel different if only one person saw that? Maybe you wouldn't be so sure he or she wasn't mistaken. It seems numbers make a difference to many of us. Now let me switch to a particular subject, the paranormal. That subject has many tens of thousands of people who have said they have seen something strange. Take all those people who have visited the Queen Mary, which is docked in Long Beach, California. Many people have claimed it is haunted because they saw ghosts, or heard strange voices in places where no one else was. I don't know why, but there seem to be quite a few haunted ships around, according to visitors. Another haunted ship is the Hornet, an aircraft carrier from World War II. It is also docked in California. While both the Queen Mary and the Hornet are considered haunted ships, they are not the only ones. Hundreds of people who have been on either ship claim to have paranormal experiences, yet there are quite a few non-believers. Why? They certainly have the numbers of witnesses, and yet if these witnesses were witnesses to a different situation, they might be more readily believed. I guess all the fraud and trickery over the centuries involving the paranormal might have taken a toll. The thing is, a one-person experience is easily dismissed, but when the numbers start to grow, or there is an experience which has many witnesses at the same time, things get harder to dismiss. There are quite a few cases where homeowners had bad experiences with a poltergeist, and not only the entire family witnessed it, but others who were brought in also saw what was happening, and sometimes even the police witnessed the events. How does one easily dismiss something like this? There comes a time when it seems we have to just start to believe what we are being told. There is no doubt there are some really strange things which happen to some people, and we are yet to be able to explain them. There are some theories about poltergeist activity, and some say it is caused unknowingly by a child going through puberty. The idea is said to be puberty causes fluctuations which can extend several meters outside the brain. This is only a theory, and it suggests our brains have more power than we are aware of at the moment, or some people would be able to create monsters to attack their enemies just using their brains. We have seen our brains do strange things. I am talking about giving us superhuman strength in a stressful situation and allowing us to lift cars and bend metal at times of danger. This hints that all or some of us have secret powers we are not aware of. The real question is, do we have the power of projection? Can we make things happen which we credit to the paranormal? Could it be when we have a paranormal experience such as being contacted by a deceased loved one, are we just fooling ourselves? I am only throwing out this idea, I am not saying I believe it. It is, however, a legitimate question. If we are alone, can we fool ourselves into thinking something is happening which is not? The answer is probably yes for some people, but no for others. What about self-hypnosis? Is that possible? We know hypnotherapy is used by healthcare professionals and can be beneficial, but can we really hypnotize ourselves? It is said by some not only does it work, but some have used it to improve their lives. To do it on purpose, you have to learn how to enter a self-induced trance, but can we unknowingly enter the trance, and can we basically hear and see things which are not there? Some say it is possible, but there are mixed answers to that question, and I guess I would have to say we can't really be sure of the answer, but it probably would be very hard for it to happen by mistake due to all the different steps necessary. Getting back to the question of why is the paranormal field and paranormal events so ridiculed by some when so many people have had paranormal experiences? First, let me say, when I talk about paranormal experiences, I am not talking about a séance. It is yet to be proved to me there was ever one where the dead were really contacted. I am talking about things like the phone call to a man from his father, which he later found out took place hours after his death, or the contact made between a man whose deceased wife contacted him. Another question is, are some people more sensitive to contact than others? I know of one person who has had haunting experiences in his home for years. He never saw anything, but was subject to crashing sounds, footsteps and such, on and off for years, and when his wife died was contacted once and then again when his daughter died. Was he more susceptible to contact than other people? What I am saying is, if someone else was in that house, would they also have experienced those crashes and contacts? There are a lot of unanswered questions about the paranormal, and one is, do certain people attract this activity more than others? Could there be a tie-in with reincarnation, and does reincarnation even exist? I can tell you one thing about the man in that house above: he always felt he was reincarnated and remembered being a Roman soldier. Whether that has anything to do with the paranormal or not is unknown. I don't believe we should be too quick to dismiss some of these claims of contact with the dead, because there are just too many of them. As I said in the beginning of the article, it seems just to be happening too many times to just be dismissed.